Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to cropmetcalf.com, join their team today. Coming up in about an hour, Dave Richard will join us. Get those fantasy lineup questions ready. We know you have them. Fantasy playoffs are looming. They're right around the corner. But right now, we head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say hello to, or will soon say hello to, Rick Snyder. We were efforting on getting him on.
You know what my brother just asked me as I tried to call Rick? He said, do you think Dan Snyder leaked that pic of Jerry Jones when he was 15? Well, how would Dan have it? I mean, nobody's spreading that rumor, are they?
Remember,
Snyder,
he said he got dirt.
I know.
So his investigators find
it. But is Dan going to leak dirt even on Jerry, who is one of his allies?
I'm going to guess that
scorched earth policy.
That wasn't a Dan Snyder production.
Yeah.
That's just my guess. How would I know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that a rumor, though?
This is the first time hearing of it.
Maybe it's just in my
brother's
dumb
brain.
Yeah.
No. I've actually heard that from a different Commanders fan.
Oh, okay. So maybe, all right, maybe that's...
That's going around.
Maybe that's going around. I don't think so. My guess would be no, but somebody leaked it.
Yeah, somebody put it out there. It wasn't Jerry Jones.
But I got to imagine Jerry's got a lot of enemies, not just Dan.
Certainly.
I think is actually an ally, from what I can tell. By the way, we're going to have Rick on shortly. And for people that don't know, I think people know because he's put it on his social media. Rick moved, right? He bought a nice big house.
Where?
Right. I don't know, somewhere out there.
I think close
there.
To where he lives.
Charles County, maybe?
Somewhere out there.
I'm gonna throw a dart and say somewhere in Charles County.
Yes, okay. Southern Maryland.
I remember, but the town's not a town I've heard of.
Yeah.
And he's just showing off his new big 65-inch TV.
I know, I'm looking at it right now on Twitter.
He's got to get those wires. I mean, the wires look ridiculous.
Are the wires sticking out?
I don't think he cares.
Rick, you got to get those wires fixed,
buddy. Who else had a TV that I was surprised, and it might have been a situation... I didn't fully understand the context, but J.P. Finley posted a picture that he heard a pop, and he had a TV over the fireplace. It looked small and wires.
That was the replacement.
Okay, it was the replacement.
Yeah, his TV blew up. It broke.
Rick!
You
got to get those wires fixed, bro. Whoa! Is that our phone system, or is that just bad
cell? It's probably our phone
I'm guessing
system,
it's our phone.
Or is Rick upset that you're joning on his wires and his TV setup?
He's got to call my man Moe's Mounts.
Here's where I will applaud him. Bought his TV at Costco. That's just smart living right there by Rick Snyder.
I'm about to purchase a big-ass TV.
They got great deals over there.
Certainly.
For my media room, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I could get one locally.
Yep.
I mean, I'm talking about a big one, right? Like an 85, 86-inch.
Silly.
I could get one locally, but I'm not sure it'll fit in any of my vehicles, right?
Right.
Unless I take it out of the box, which is a big pain in the ass. Or I can order the same TV on Amazon and have free delivery.
I mean, why wouldn't you just have it then ship it right to your house?
I don't know. I see a lot of same price?
Yeah,
same price.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that?
It's just a little harder if I had a problem. A lot of people, they get TVs delivered and they're all cracked.
Yeah, that's true.
If you have a problem, then
you got to send it back.
It's more of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you got to send it back.
I don't know. Ship it.
I'm guessing based on, the numbers, your TV would be fine.
Right,
yeah,
right,
it'd
right.
be fine.
Based
odds.
On the amount of times that I take stuff to the UPS store or to FedEx for my wife from Amazon, the returns go okay there.
Yeah, they know how to work returns.
Yeah, my wife knows how to
UPS.
Do that, too. Yeah.
They're good with
my
that.
My wife sometimes tells me, she doesn't even have a label on. She was like, they'll scan it for you. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she'll send me a text, and then I just take the text and give them a UPC. I didn't do a label or anything, and I guess it goes back.
I know
we get money back.
I know it's because the holidays are looming, but every day now, there's just literally piles of boxes and packages in my house.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the same way.
We were all talking about it. We just got our gift from our agent.
Yes.
Our annual gift.
We did,
You know, usually it's like headphones or a speaker or
something. I didn't even open it.
This year it's an espresso machine.
It's an espresso. It's actually a nice gift.
It's a reasonably nice gift. I looked it up, though. It's about $130.
Right.
It is not. Don't get crazy. For the amount of money we pay him, look.
Yep.
We should probably buy us all
cars. We should probably get 100 of them.
He didn't give us a Rolls Royce Phantom like all the Saudi Arabian players got for beating Argentina.
Honestly,
okay? It's not,
for
not on
all
that
the
level.
Money that we give that dude, and I'm pro our agent. I know JP might have a different opinion. I'm pro our agent.
Not just me.
Okay.
I'm pro the agent, too.
Okay. I'm pro the agent.
The agent for this particular deal because we couldn't have. We could not have negotiated.
We
couldn't have negotiated what we got.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Hold on.
It's worth the peace of mind. Whatever.
Honestly,
to me,
what we pay
peace of mind.
What we pay him every year and what we've paid him through the years.
Yeah.
You'd be astonished.
Honestly, we deserve like
a beach house.
A small car for sure. Like probably that number that cakes drive.
A beach house.
We should get four of us. Each of us one of those.
Hey, it's a beautiful
beach house
car
in
for
Naples.
My friends at Lindsay Chevy in Woodbridge.
I'd be psyched.
Got to get the
plug it in.
Sure. It's
would have to get gas.
It's charging right now.
The thing is, did you guys actually open that machine? Is it a coffee maker?
Yes, my
too?
Wife loved it.
Is it a coffee maker too?
Haven't opened it yet. Still in the box.
I don't know that for a fact.
I think it's a coffee maker too. But now you got to buy the pods.
I'll be honest, it's still in the box, and it's still being considered as a re-gift.
Oh, are you?
It's I'm in the consideration phase of re-gift.
Mine's still in the brown box, because I didn't even crack it open.
No, I had to.
Partly because I told my wife, I was like, seriously? Another four packages? Yeah. It's like, what are we doing here?
All right, I think we
and
have
And then
Rick.
She always like goes, oh, it's educational books for Isabella. Oh, yeah, right.
Rick!
Yeah, I hear you got to pay your phone bill before they work. I don't know. We're still working on it.
Believe me, there's probably an issue there.
New TV's jealous.
Yeah, I am. I'm jealous of your new TV. Are you going to get those wires hooked up or what?
Yeah, we just put it in late last night. You know, maybe today.
All right.
Yeah.
I had to get a different HDMI cord to put in, so we just did that to see if it worked.
It'll look presentable. We'll give you another day, another 24 hours.
Right.
All right.
Where did you move, Rick? Rick, where'd you move?
I moved to Charlotte Hall, which is about an hour south of D.C.
Charlotte Hall. What county is that? Is that Charles?
Charles and St. Mary's.
Nice.
So are you, like, is that, like, near water? Like, how far are you from water?
10 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
I like that.
Oh, he's almost out of the state of Maryland. I mean,
I'm not. No.
I mean, I'm looking at it on the Wikipedia map. You look like you're in the deepest county south that you can go.
Yeah, you're down there.
You're pretty far deep.
Yeah. Yeah, we like it down here.
You're not
I got
that far.
3 acres.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got 3 acres and built a new house and semi-retiring and, you know, that whole thing. So, you know, the deer just walked through the yard.
Population.
Which I gotta scare off.
Population as of 2020, 1,400.
Yep.
Oh, you're probably the most famous guy in
Man, you know everybody
Hall,
in that
right?
town.
Are you the big silly in that town?
This is where Sylvester Stallone once was sentenced to, like, a private school here. He used to have a military academy. Stallone got caught doing something. He had to spend a year here. So, as a teenager.
That's the biggest claim to fame. Look at that.
Okay, I didn't
know that. Is your closest big city in Maryland La Plata?
That or Waldorf. Charlotte Hall is like in the middle of Southern Maryland. It's not.
You don't
want
to be
anything,
close to Waldorf. You want to be as far away from that as you can be.
Well, I moved from after 35 years there. I mean, I grew up in Accokeek, so
he's actually closer to Mechanicsville.
Okay, that's where our guy John is, right? All right. So, what is your take on Rivera? Let's just start there because we were kicking that around. You give him credit for this turnaround?
Well, I think you have to. I mean, they did a few good things that I liked that you see away from the field, which is like they changed the defensive line coach. And at the time, I wondered, what is this about? But that made a big difference what was going on in the end.
I think it did.
You know, he got Jamin Davis's face and figured out a tough love approach for him.
Mm-hmm.
They ate the William Jackson thing. They didn't crow on that one, but he did it. You know, a lot of guys wouldn't have. I mean, these moves revolutionized his defense.
Right.
So I got to give him credit for that. I mean, still doesn't seem to call a timeout right.
Right.
But, you know, and the red flag still sits in his pocket at weird times. But, you know, overall, yeah, he's done better. I don't think we're buying bus tickets for him this week.
Well, I mean,
maybe next
look, when your team is hot and you've won six of seven, everyone's going to get credit. I know that the offense is just average, maybe below average, but especially quarterback. But when your defense is keeping you in games and you're running the ball and you're killing clock and you're creating turnovers, which they didn't do in the first 4 or 5 weeks, entire staff has to get credit.
Yeah, I mean, changing the offense when Carson Wentz went down really is a major thing, too, because they knew Heinicke couldn't throw it that way.
Right.
And, you know, there's two types of offense. I was trying to explain this the other day to Mike. You have regular season offense and playoff offense. Taylor is fine for your regular season offense. He'll get you to the playoffs. But to win the big games, you're going to need Wentz more. So, you know, it's a different type of era. You can't win games in the playoffs very much, you know, 19-13 kind of stuff.
Right.
If you've got to score more points. Not sure he can score more.
How wedded do you think he is to Taylor? Because my read is he's not super wedded to him. He's just waiting for that opportunity to put Carson in there. And then I think when he does, I would stick with the same sort of game manager approach. It works for this team.
Yeah, I think it's still in play. I mean, go back to the 87 Redskins. Great example of this. Jay Schrader starts 15 games, takes the last one off with some minor injury. They go to the playoffs, and Gibbs goes, well, I'm going to keep Doug in there. Wait a minute. Jay just threw for 4,000 yards,
right?
You know, and he's healthy again. What happened? Well, they won the Super Bowl. So, you know, you can't be afraid to make a big change like that.
That's a great point.
You know, and I don't know if Schrader would have won a Super Bowl for him. He might have. But, you know, you can't be afraid to do this. And I know everybody loves Taylor. He's a great guy. This is a great story. But the bottom line is, can he win something for you in January? And that I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Rick. So this weekend, big one, divisional game. Giants 7-4, Washington 7-5.
They might be catching them at the right time.
Giants have lost, I think, 3 of 4. And Barkley hasn't done a ton of damage in those 4 weeks. So obviously defenses are making Jones beat them, which he hasn't. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, September, Giants win. So now I think the Commanders can win this game. As long as they play the basic game they've been playing, the ball, control things, your defense is like, you know, and Giants aren't as good as they were in September. So I think they can win this one, but it's going to be another one of these 2017 kind of games. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with not being a 42-35.
You know, just apropos of nothing, I hope your phone hangs in there because it's getting a little spotty. We haven't heard much about the sale in the last couple weeks. Should we be getting nervous?
Nah, I think it's everybody's putting their pennies together, and you'll make your bids in January. This stuff doesn't happen to everybody. So, yeah, it's going to take a while.
All right, got to go.
It's going to be something simple.
That's
Rick, right, we're having phone issues.
Is that us or is that Charlotte Hall?
I think that's on him.
I would bet on
really
this being the issue.
I'm betting on him.
I'm betting on
he
this
moved
end.
Too far
no,
away.
No, but here's the deal. We took calls in the first. We took calls in the first hour.
Living in Charlotte Hall.
You think I that's think so. It? Yeah. You think that's the problem?
Yes.
I'm going to bet
that
against
right
Cakes
there,
on this
our phone
one.
System's horrific, but that's classic bad cell phone connection.
Correct.
Both parties have phone issues.
Oh, we have a
Let's
bad
just
phone.
Leave it at that.
We anyway, you can phone. Read his article about Jack Del Rio at thefandc.com.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about giving Jack credit.
Right.
Yeah, I think a lot of people pounced on Jack because of the offseason stuff and the fact that they sucked last year. So we thought that the defense was going to suck
you mean
again.
The offseason, like comments and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that didn't bother me at all. But...
No, but I'm saying that contributed to being out on Jack when they started off slowly. You just figured, oh, they sucked last year. He stinks, plus he's a headache.
Yeah, yeah.
Get him out of here.
Oh, I thought
and then they started turning around.
I thought he was a terrible coach.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I was ready to see wholesale changes.
Right.
Yeah, I thought
like
he was terrible.
Right. We thought he might be the first victim. Like, right. if they kept losing, yeah. the coach's going to do something, change a quarterback. This is before an injury. All right, he's going to do something. He's going to shake it up if they were 1-4, then 1-5. All right, change quarterback or fire a coordinator. This is standard. Fire Scott Turner. Actually, Scott was on the list, too.
But just remember.
Now, all of a sudden, people are going.
In 3 years, how many quarterbacks Ron's had? And I get it. Ron's, it's been his decision on all of this.
Yeah, a lot of that's been on
but
him.
Let's think about it. Haskins, Alex Smith, Kyle Allen.
Don't forget Gibby Gilbert.
Gibby Gilbert. Fitz that's for about nickname. 20 seconds. Obviously, Taylor.
I heart Fitz.
Carson Wentz. I mean. He hasn't had. He's had like seven different quarterbacks in 3 years.
But a lot of it has been his own doing.
I agree.
A lot of that is self-inflicted.
If one of those guys would have really worked out and has been playing for the 3 years, might be looking at it a little differently.
Don't forget, Dave Richard will join us in just about 45 minutes to talk some fantasy football. Next, we're going to tell you why you might want to avoid those self-checkouts at the grocery store. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday here with the Junks on 106.7 The Fan. You're welcome to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll get to the self-checkout story in just a bit, but I believe we're going to check in with our pal Tree from Houston, who loves doing nothing more than touring the country and stopping in on college stadiums. It's his life mission. It's his life work. And he's going to give us an update.
Tree, what's up, buddy?
Boys, good morning. How you guys doing?
Tree, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
What's the latest? Give us the update.
So the big news is yesterday was my last day at work. I retired yesterday. So.
Oh, wow. Congrats. How old are you?
Yeah, how old?
I am 55.
Oh, my God. Nice. That is very
retired mid-50s.
What did you do for a living again?
I was financial manager for ExxonMobil.
Oh, so you made a boatload of cash.
Oh, so many stock options, I'm sure.
So nice. Yeah, then you have the rest of your life to play pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And go watch like UTEP Yeah. In their home stadium.
He's got like a pickleball court in his backyard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's a bit silly.
Yeah, well, that's all gone, right? Because I'm moving back to Virginia in a couple weeks. So we're
excited. You're moving back to near like William & Mary, right? Williamsburg area?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Williamsburg.
Yes.
How good golf courses around there, Case.
Nice.
I know you love golf.
Blowing glass and making candles. Hard pass. Yeah. No thank you.
So,
yeah.
So give us the update. Where are you in terms of how many you went to this year and all that?
Went to 11 games this year, so I'm at 104 in total, mostly like Mountain West this year, right? So BYU, Utah, Colorado, Air Force, Wyoming, those kinds of things. Funny thing, I went to – it actually didn't count because I've already been there before, but I went to Ole Miss LSU, and I ended up hanging out with a bunch of Northern Virginia folks.
Oh, really?
Really random. Yeah.
How'd you find
it? Well, a lot of kids from the Northern Virginia area are going to the SEC schools over the last 5 years.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it was. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. So. What's the biggest hole on your resume right now in terms of, like, big schools that you haven't gone to?
I think Georgia and Auburn are probably the two biggest schools that are kind of...
What are you saving those
right
for?
Now. You know, for a while I was thinking like one of those might be the final game, but decided that the final game's probably going to be Vanderbilt.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the reason is like logistically, right? Vanderbilt works Nashville, you know, we probably get a lot of people that are willing to go, right? Uh-huh. It'll be easy to tailgate, easy to get tickets. Right. So even though it's probably not going to be a great game, it works for a lot of kind of other stuff.
How many years are you away from completing your mission?
Yeah, probably four, because I probably stretched these last 30 a little bit, right? Since I don't have to, I mean, I got lots of time, so we'll make it a little bit more enjoyable. And
four more years.
Who's going to portray Tree in the Hollywood movie? Who's your doppelganger when this goes to the big screen?
It might be the world's smallest movie ever.
What's he going to do after, though? When you finish, all right, it's great. You'll have achieved your goal, your dream, and you will have visited every college football stadium. Then what?
NFL stadiums.
That's what D. Woods, I think,
MLS
is doing.
MLS stadiums. I mean, the list is endless.
Yeah,
somebody yesterday got me a book, the top 100 bucket list sporting events. So I was like, oh, well, that might not be a bad thing to hit. So, you know, it's got like Wimbledon and, you know, the Masters and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Wimbledon.
There's no T in it.
All right, Tree, we got to run. Hey, congrats, man. Congrats on the retirement.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's good to know you got 30 left.
Everyone's jealous of you and all your money.
All right, boys. Looking forward to listening to your local.
All your stock options dripping with Exxon mobile profits.
Covered in oil. Like there's ducks 55. Up in Alaska.
Good for him.
Hey, speaking of football, I guess next weekend I'm going to the Army-Navy game up in Philly.
Ooh, look at that.
My first one ever.
That's always a great one.
With Wacky Jackie and his dad.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
It should be a fun experience.
I am. So, I've never been to one.
Is it a day trip?
And you'd think I'd go to one because they have them in M&T all the time.
Sure.
Tell Feinstein about that. He'll love you.
Is it a day trip?
They have a hotel and like club level tickets.
Oh,
so
perfect.
We're going up Friday after the show and coming back Sunday morning.
Nice setup. Nice weekend in Philly.
Yeah. Nice.
Should be fun.
It's going to be great.
Should be a good time.
Except I'm more of a Navy guy and they're all. Army.
Well, of course you're going to root for Navy.
I root for the red, white, and blue, though.
Yeah. So everybody's a winner.
Yeah, everyone's
right.
A winner.
Right.
Pete probably take care of you, too.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you should go by, pull a big-time move and just see Pete.
Hey, do you think Pete will let me wear his ring?
He might. He probably would. Why wouldn't
to
he?
To the game?
Yeah, to the game.
Probably not. Probably
yeah, you can tell everybody you're like a Navy admiral.
Pete,
just lie to people.
Pete goes wherever
Rear
they
admiral
go, right? So does he call that
game? He was calling Navy basketball last night.
Yeah, I know he does all. He's the Navy announcer.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
yeah,
so
he goes.
He even does the Army-Navy game when it's away.
Yeah. 99%
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
He's featured on CBS
yep.
with his radio call if
that's
Navy
right.
ends up winning.
Yep.
That's so great.
Yep. All right, so we wanted to tell you why you want to stay away from the self-checkouts. They're right. Everywhere. They're in every store. They're in CVS.
Let it be known, the story, no matter where it goes, won't keep me away from the self-checkouts.
No, I'll still go.
Hold on. I just noticed, how long have they had the self-checkouts at Costco?
At Costco, seems like I think a it's new relatively addition. New. I want to say mm-hmm. in the last
6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a couple years.
And it's
years,
speeding
maybe.
Things up. Because I believe I only go to Costco maybe half a dozen times a year. But every time I go, it's
it
a nightmare.
Does help. But I will say, when I do, I never feel more pressure than when I'm doing self-checkout at Costco.
Why?
Because the line is always 40 people deep.
Yeah.
And you feel like you got to be scared of that stuff quick.
Do you ever go on like a Tuesday at 3? Hey, there's no lines like that time.
I have learned that my Costco life hack, and I don't use it all the time, is to avoid the Gaithersburg Costco, which is usually a madhouse, and hit the Wheaton Costco.
Well, that's my Costco.
But I'll tell you, the Gaithersburg Costco, and I only go a couple times a year. If you go on like a Monday afternoon, a Tuesday afternoon, no problem.
It's generally not a problem. But weekends, it's crazy. The one to avoid at all costs, which I went to once and will never go to again, is the Costco off of New York Avenue in D.C.
Is that
and here's why you avoid it. They sell alcohol. They sell alcohol.
So why?
Are you,
so
prices,
it's just so packed?
It's just crazy. Just pandemonium. Yeah. I went in there once, and I said, I will never come back here
Great
again.
Great prices, though.
Oh, the prices were amazing, but the lines were interminable. They stretched almost near to the back of the store. Right. I said, never again.
Right.
But here's why you should avoid the self-checkouts. Here's your headline. Self-service checkouts are covered in poop bacteria.
Isn't everything covered in
back
poop?
The poop.
Isn't everything covered in poop?
According to the New York Post, which 80% of the stories of
so
the show
what are you
come
touching
from,
in the self-checkout line that's different than the other line? Because the other line you have to enter in your phone number.
Yeah, I guess it's
it probably has the same stuff on it.
It probably has the same, like the credit card checkout probably has the same
like
bacteria.
No, but like when you pull the bag out.
Well, yeah, but the cashier scanner. Is cleaning their station there when you go through them, especially like when you weigh the fruit. You're putting your fruit down on poop now.
Hold on, they're cleaning their station. What?
Definitely.
What grocery store are you going to?
A lot of people are doing it with their COVID mania.
Mm. Okay, mate.
They have some protocol where they wash it. I've seen it.
I haven't seen a lot of that in the grocery stores that I go to. I'm not trying to sully them. I just don't see.
There's bacteria everywhere. I don't care what line you're in.
I mean, if you go on the escalator at the mall, there's poop on that.
Think about when you go to the gas station.
Mine's totally clean.
I can tell you where there's plenty of it in the Aussie bathroom.
Tell me the one place you can think of where there's no poop.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great question.
Like, if you did a black light and you saw the poop particles, where would you not see them?
Yeah, particle free.
I don't know, man. But everybody's got duty everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you can't escape it.
Everyone has remnants.
Can't escape it.
Now,
what percentage of people are washing their hands after going to the bathroom?
Oh, I got to say, poop, 90%.
Hopefully, it's 100%.
Poop? It's not 100%.
Poop, it's got to be close to 100%.
I think it's a very high percentage.
You should be thrown in jail if you don't.
Quality hand washing? I'd put that down to below
50%. After number ones, I will admit, the quality of my hand washing is subpar.
Mediocre.
After deuces... The quality is
elite.
Very good. Like
elite.
A lot of lather. My hands are under the water for a good 30 seconds. But after
you'd be surprised
one,
how many dirt
cursory.
Balls are out there. You'd be surprised.
I only do elite hand washing if I think there's been an incident.
Oh, really?
Like a thumbnail or
sure.
something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And not the sort of thumbnails you used to see online.
Not the ones you click on.
Yeah, not those thumbnails.
Ricky Ricks. The reason why this is a story is because they swabbed all these high traffic items like door handles. And
they're saying there's more poop there than on door handles?
Yes.
That's hard to imagine.
They said it's alarmingly high, and it's especially filled with like ones that can make you very sick.
Now, here's why
bacteria that can make you
I discount
sick.
This study just a tad. Here's who conducted it. Have you ever heard of this institution? The Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine in the UK.
Why is it always out of the UK?
Backed by the NHS public health officials.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard of that.
I mean,
such
I'll
an
take
institution.
It at face value and assume that there is poop there. But I would also assume that there's poop littered on door handles.
Probably, yes.
Yes, it is.
I mean, how could there not be? It's a, you know, it's not like somebody's taking a deuce on the conveyor belt. At the you know,
maybe they're weighing it, like the tomatoes.
Somebody pointed out something that kind of shook me. I think it was the last time I was at MGM National Harbor playing poker.
All right.
He told me, this is a great life hack.
About the poker chip?
No, no. His move is he washes his hands before he uses the bathroom.
Yeah.
Then goes to the bathroom and then washes his hands after as well, because he's been at a poker table handling poker chips and cards that everybody's touching.
True.
It's a great point. It was a light bulb moment. Now, I can't say that I've really altered my habits 100%, but it's gotten me to thinking. I need to wash my hands before I do my business and then after as well.
My buddy, I think he has OCD about washing his hands. He washes his hands all the time. Anytime you sit down to eat or have a drink or something, he's always washing his hands. I basically 30, wash
30 times a day or more.
No, less. But I basically wash my hands after I use the bathroom.
I've gotten better about washing my hands.
That's about the only time.
Like if I'm out and about and I'm about to eat something in my house.
You don't wash your hands before dinner?
I wash my hands.
I really don't. I wash my hands after I use the bathroom.
That's all. I wash my hands. Why would wash my hands before dinner?
And Corona made us all OCD.
Because your hands have been everywhere.
I do have hand sanitizer in my car. I'll hit that when I get in my car sometimes.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, I got OCD now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wash your hands before you cook?
I do. If I'm cutting up vegetables, I wash my hands.
I do. But yeah, if I'm on my computer, God only knows what you'd find on my computer.
Put a black light on that.
Yeah, and then I go like make a pizza or something.
Oh, poor pizza.
Yeah, I'm not obsessive about that.
I never want to have like dirt underneath my fingernails like
that.
I just feel like you are the white trashiest of the white trash. Yeah, if you're walking around,
isn't
with
it also
dirty fingernails?
It's kind of a sign that maybe you've done something manly, or is it just dirty? It's like blue collar-y. Yeah.
No, nobody's ever going to mistake me. Like if I have dirt under my nails, they're not going to think that I was working on my
car. Yeah, maybe they thought that you were like using a shovel.
No, they're going to think that I'm unclean and just have dirty fingernails.
Right.
Like if my neighbor Kevin has dirty hands, I know that it's because he's doing like hard manual labor. Like he's a contractor. He's always doing something around his house. For me, it's because I haven't taken a shower in a day and a half, and I just have a dirt buildup underneath my nails.
Did you finally kick
biting my nails?
Biting your nails?
95% kicked it. Every once in a while, I go back, but I've 95% kicked the habit.
Moment.
Yeah.
I know Bickle hasn't.
I'm better.
You use the clippers?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if I'm super anxious, I'll start chomping away.
Sure.
You know, in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like tonight, I'm facing Josh Allen and Gabe Davis in a fantasy sweat. I might be biting the nails tonight, depending on how the game goes.
I hope Allen throws up 5 touchdowns on you.
I hope he limps off to the sideline in the nothing serious, but just misses the game.
Yeah, that would hurt.
And puts up a donut. That's what I'm hoping for tonight. Hoping that's the case.
Because who do you need to go off?
I don't need Josh Allen and Gabe Davis to go off.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
There's financial ramifications in play.
By the way, I'm looking at the weather, and Jason, you're my weather guy.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be kind of butt cold, right? It's not like really...
Well, I mean, it is December.
Yeah, but I like it, you know, when it's a little warmer. Well, sometimes you get like in the 50s.
I want to win the Powerball.
Yeah. I just don't like it.
No one likes it, but you got to deal with it. I don't mind the cold weather during the holidays.
Move to Phoenix, and then you won't have
I just don't like the wind.
The
wind last night sucked, and this morning that
sucks. And the rain.
Yeah.
Are we done with the rain at least?
I'll be honest.
I think for today, yeah.
I kind of like the sound of the wind whistling outside. Now, I don't want it like hurricane level, but a nice stiff breeze, I don't mind it. Doesn't bother me.
Can't do the wind.
Looks like the rain's coming back on Saturday. Perfect. Ugh, I hate rain.
You definitely let weather dictate too much of your mood. It affects it too much.
Oh, big time. The rain, darkness, lack of sun, clouds.
The darkness does pwn me. I think I was in bed at 8:40 last night.
You were?
Yeah.
Silly.
Pretty good sleep hygiene.
That means so you didn't nap.
Means I did nap.
You did?
I did nap. Yep.
How many of you napped?
Oh, I know.
Obviously him. So, 2.
Drab, of course.
3.
Drab, keep your hand up.
Nope. You can't remember?
Can't remember.
No. You probably did.
No nap.
It was glorious, too.
But at 8:40, I was at a...
No nap club, Jay.
...athletic meeting at the high school where part of it, and I guess the athletic director has to do it, so it was like all the winter sports and parents in the auditorium before they break into the regular coaches. And he at one point said, urge your kids to learn how to do their own laundry. The importance of keeping those uniforms nice, I guess, because they got to use them every year.
Also, it's a good life lesson.
Right.
So you're not doing your kids' laundry when they're 20
years old. I thought about it. I was like, yeah, my kid probably doesn't know how to do his own laundry.
Probably doesn't.
I'm I don't do the laundry, but I get guilted into helping with the folding.
Mm-hmm.
One of my top tilts is trying to figure out whose underwear is who with all the girls at home. It makes me crazy. I don't like it. It freaks me out. I just don't like it. Whose panties are these? Everyone's panties. I don't like it.
It's just horrible.
It's horrible,
just
Case.
Throw them into a side bin and let the girls
sort those.
To
my two daughters.
Yeah.
Too many panties.
Yep.
Too many different kinds. Thongs. I don't want anything to do with it. And I'm sorting the panties.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Hey,
there.
You should hire Drab.
Yeah.
Drab, you want to come over?
Want to subcontract that out to Drab?
All the Lululemon bras and stuff.
It just sounds
tights,
awful.
It's Cakes. It's horrifying.
Dreadful.
I don't want anything to do with it. Nope. And I'm constantly sorting panties in my house.
Gross.
I know that's Drab's dream.
That's his dream job.
It's my nightmare.
That's his dream job.
All I do is complain. I go, I don't like doing this. I don't know. Your panties are
senior panty sorter.
Yeah.
Okay, you got three co-hosts that aren't saying anything. Yeah. They're all feeling awkward too, knowing that they fold panties in their house all the time.
You're not folding your.
Sometimes
your
I stay away from that.
I encounter.
Yeah,
my,
you got three daughters. You know, two daughters.
I got
and
three
your
daughters.
Wife.
No, I do it.
No,
I don't have. I mean, I've got a little one, and then I have my wife.
Yeah, those are easy to discern.
Yeah.
Believe me, I see them on the floors of the bedrooms, but I don't touch them.
Like you don't have like a no. Like after the lawn.
My wife handles all of that.
Yeah. No, my wife will do the laundry, then she puts it on the table, and I'm kind of expecting.
My wife's first team All American.
Yeah,
she is.
When it comes to that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. All right, don't forget, coming up later, Jason Lockefora will join us at 9. We'll take a look around the NFL with him. Dave Richard at 8 to talk fantasy football. We'll do the Junkies Blitz next on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dave Richard coming up in just about 15 minutes, so get your fantasy questions ready. It's week 13. The fantasy playoffs are looming. Every game is big. Every game is important. So Dave's on at 8. Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon for a huge selection of outdoor furniture, fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas.
There's a lot going on in the NFL. First of all, you get a game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon got Bills, Patriots. Bills are 8-3, of course, chasing the Chiefs for best record in the AFC, trying to get home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots trying to get a wild card spot, 6-5. I don't know if it's a must win, but it's an important game for the Patriots. A lot of scuttle surrounding the Patriots and Tom Brady. I don't know if this is just made up,
mm-hmm.
but some people speculating that he might return to New England next season.
Yeah, it's like a report in The Athletic that because the Patriots have, I believe, $100 million in salary cap space next year,
mm-hmm.
that they could perhaps lure Tom Brady back.
Give him a 2-year deal.
And potentially trade Mac Jones as part of the deal.
Right.
But who knows?
It'll be interesting to see where Tom Brady ends up and what the Packers do with Aaron Rodgers. The Packers just let Aaron Rodgers play out the contract when they got Jordan Love sitting there. Maybe Rodgers sits the rest of the year and Love has a little tryout.
Rodgers says he wants to play, but he says he's open to the idea of being shut down. So we'll see how the Packers approach it. They are 4-8. Season seems lost.
Don't pay me millions to not play in a lost season. That would be terrible.
Jordan Love looked decent when he filled in this week. Touchdown pass to Christian Watson.
I thought the Packers basically already decided. I mean, they gave him a 3-year extension, right? So 3 years after this year. And they already decided the Jordan Love thing's really kind of not going to happen. I don't quite understand all of this. I mean,
I think it's because Aaron Rodgers has won back-to-back MVPs.
Yeah, but they should. I mean, rightfully so.
Maybe they have a chance to look at Jordan Love.
Well, hold on.
And they could move on and go
Jordan
to.
Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers can have his worst season that he's capable of, and Jordan Love could have his best season he's capable of, and Aaron Rodgers still going to be better.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like Jordan Love.
Probably.
But they probably didn't think the season was going to be this bad.
It's been a bad season.
Yeah, probably, but Aaron Rodgers was better than Brett Favre when they made that turnover.
He ain't Brett Favre. He ain't Aaron Rodgers.
Jordan Love looked more comfortable this week. Had a nice touchdown pass to Christian Watson. Now that was just to Christian Watson.
Put it this way. If they're considering trading him, I'm all in.
I don't know if they're considering it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, you should make some calls. Huh? Like if you're the Commanders, you should make some calls.
Yeah, you got. I mean, that's got to be a call. Now, I would think the last place on earth Aaron Rodgers would want to play would be in D.C. I don't think he's particularly fond of DC.
But let's say you give Jordan Love, and I guess he's not going to play this week, 4 games, and he looks pretty good. He's been behind him for 3 years.
He'll never be as good as Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Unlikely. No, but again, Aaron Rodgers was better than Brett Favre.
You're
probably right. But they didn't think that Aaron Rodgers hadn't looked great. And they didn't think this offense would struggle like it is.
When I watch Aaron Rodgers, I still see a great player. And I see him throw interceptions. I still see a great player.
At times, but not like he was last year.
Well, he's been playing hurt.
He lost Adams.
Yeah. He's been playing with a broken thumb, but I still see a guy got all the talent in the world. I'm thrilled.
He's likely to stay in Green Bay. One guy who is looking for a new home is Odell Beckham Jr. Adam Schefter reported his list of visits. So he's visiting the Giants today. He's visiting the Bills tomorrow, and he's visiting the Cowboys on Monday. So supposedly those three teams are the ones
front runner type
vying for Odell.
I don't think he would go with the Giants. I would think the Cowboys would probably be the leader for his services, right? It makes sense.
Or does he go just where the most money is?
Strikes me as a guy who likes money
but
a lot.
Obviously, so the teams, the teams they're going to be interested in are going to be teams that are in the playoff mix.
Right.
But he also might be able to make a ton of money off the field in New York City.
Well, I think he doesn't. He already make a bunch of money off the field already.
Okay, but he could make more.
Okay.
So some kind of off the field noise yesterday. Kyler Murray was ripped on a podcast by Patrick Peterson, who is now with the Vikings. Mm-hmm. But had been with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
He went on Bryant McFadden's podcast, All Things Covered, and he said Murray only cares about himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he played with him for 2 years.
Murray responded, and he said, "This isn't true. You on some weird S. You got my number. If you really felt like this is a big bro or mentor, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me on your podcast so you can grow." It seems like there's a lot of stuff about
Kyler.
Kyler.
Yes.
And I just tend to believe that there's something there when all of these guys are saying he's weird and he's got to study the playbook.
Didn't Charlie say when he interviewed him that he was like the worst interview, or the guy said his
context?
Like
weird and aloof.
And he was like on the FUBAR list just from the interview.
Yeah.
We saw him when he did, what was it, the Dan Patrick show? And he was so aloof. It didn't care. Did we see him on like?
And I go back
on
to
like the Jimmy Kimmel show.
I remember
or something?
Dilfer or one of the Elite 11 coaches telling this story about him, where he's just not one of the guys.
No,
he's not one of the guys.
Patrick Peterson probably nailed it. Probably nailed it.
I mean, look, just the body language with Kyler is just not good.
He just looks like,
and it wasn't good last year.
It's always been coming in the league.
Correct.
Another guy who might not be one of the guys at least anymore is Russell Wilson. So his wife threw a birthday party for him, and the reports are that only about half the team showed up on the day off.
This is the
for
draft
his birthday
day scenario.
Party.
This is straight out of draft day. The Bo Callahan story comes to life with Russell Wilson.
You're right, Kicks.
Nobody wanted to go to Bo Callahan's party.
That's why they skipped him.
When he was a coach.
Wasn't a leader.
That's why Kevin Costner didn't want to take him.
Hmm.
Everybody knows that, right? Everybody saw draft day, right? That mediocre NFL movie.
I saw bits and pieces of it.
I don't think I did.
I saw bits
you know
and
what?
Pieces.
You're not missing that much.
Yeah, I didn't think I would.
Kevin Costner's the GM?
He is the GM, yes.
Yeah.
Both Wisconsin quarterbacks, Cakes.
That's right. You know what? Forgot that thread. That's
and then
true.
A couple of off-the-field criminal issues, I guess. Terrell Owens said a fight caught on camera in which he punched a man in a CVS parking lot was the result of an aggressor threatening him.
I want to see that video.
And a
when's
fan
TMZ
he was talking
to,
talking to at the California store. Owens is 48. He said it was self-defense,
mm-hmm.
that the man made offensive gestures and threatening statements to him, and a fan who approached Owens.
Owens said that the man threw a punch first.
Well, that sounds like self-defense, if that's the way it played out.
I want
out.
To see that video. Man, we'll see.
Owens told the AP, the aggressor continued threatening the fan just as he did in the store. Once again, attempting to defuse the ongoing situation, Terrell Owens, the peacemaker, he said, I placed myself between the fan and the aggressor. I made verbal demands asking the aggressor to stop his threatening behavior. Owen said the man swung at him first before he felt obligated to prevent the aggressor from becoming more violent.
Yeah, good for T.O.
Yeah, if that's the way it went down.
Story, if that's the way
I saw it looked went, like T.O. was just whooping up on this dude.
Right.
You saw the video?
He wouldn't do it for no reason.
TMZ's got the video?
Yeah, it's out
okay,
there.
Let me see it.
A couple days old.
And then this is kind of, I mean, not kind of, it's a terrible story. So we remember John Kitna played for the Bengals for years
Seahawks
as quarterback.
Too, right?
Seahawks, yep.
Yeah.
Dallas.
He's on the Cowboys.
Yep.
Yeah, a bunch of teams.
Yeah, he's well-traveled.
He has a son, Jalen Kitna, who is a backup quarterback at Florida. He was arrested Wednesday on 2 counts of distribution of child exploitation material,
ooh.
3 counts of possession of child pornography.
Uh-oh.
Well, that not is good. A horrible charge.
Now, here's that a question, and it says not to dilute this at all, but it might be different if you're like, if she was like 17 versus like, are we talking about like 4
year olds? Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
There is a line. His, there's clearly a line of demarcation there. Like, well, yeah. Like,
his lawyers are saying that he thought that the girl, whatever the girl was, 18. Was, yes, of age.
He,
so I don't think it was a 9-year-old. It was probably someone who was a teenager.
So
let's hope.
According to a news release, they got to him because there was a tip on a Center for Missing and Exploited Children line, I guess. But yes, Kitna was interviewed by the police, and he told them he thought the images he shared were legal because he found them online.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds dicey.
Well, police say they searched his electronic devices and found three more 18. Images of child sexual abuse material.
Right. Well, you know, the one... I know we got to go break, but one interesting thing is, so people are going on crazy one way or the other on Elon and Twitter. I had no idea. Like, I told you that I was stunned at some of the porn that I've seen. I had no idea that there was child porn on Twitter. Mm. Like, they say it was outrageous.
Yeah.
And the first thing, I mean, whether you like Elon or not, and I'm not a huge Elon guy, he got rid of that right away. But who even knew? Who knew that Twitter's had child porn?
I didn't know it was a hotbed for that,
like,
sort of thing.
Apparently, it was a show.
I thought it was just a hotbed for joning on people and trolling. Right. I didn't know.
It's still that.
Okay.
I think it's a lot of porn.
Yeah. Coming up next, we will be joined by Dave Richard. You can call in now, 800-636-1067. Get your fantasy football questions ready for CBS's fantasy football expert, Dave Richard, next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.